Mr. Tim, greetings to you all in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed by the verses that the young people gave. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us, Lord, to live out your will through your grace. Help us to be faithful to you. Lord, help us to forgive those around us, Lord, that we might not be entangled, Lord, in the cares of this life. That you would receive all the glory and power. In Jesus' name, fill us with your Spirit. Give us wisdom and words to speak. Amen. All right. Whenever I was first started really pursuing the Lord, I was zealous. I wanted to be really spiritual. And a man warned me, and he said that you could become too spiritual for any earthly good. And I really didn't know how that could be. And I don't think he understood exactly what he was saying completely. But as I think about it now, and I can understand that statement. I thought that the more spiritual you would be, everyone would just notice it and you would just be all excited. What he was talking about, I think, was you can have your head so high in the clouds that your feet don't touch the ground. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, relating to God's purpose for man. Christianity is not some pie in the sky, head in the clouds religion. It is not something that we gaze and dream about, some floating around on the clouds and being some super spiritual being. That's not Christianity. Christianity is not praying yourself into a trance so you have a uplifting, high experience of becoming superhuman. That's not what Christianity is. The Bible says in Genesis that God made man out of the dust of the earth. You and I were created out of the dirt. And when we get very far from that, we're not being what we were created to be. And that's the point, and the things that I want to talk about this morning is what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a man. A lot of times we separate those things. We separate a Christian as somebody that is way above being a man. It's some kind of supernatural thing that it just makes us better than what we were created to be. What I want to talk about this morning is that when God created man, in His own image, He created him just exactly the way He wanted him. He created man just how He wanted him. He created man in His own image. And He wanted man to love Him, like we heard about this morning, with all his heart, mind, and body and soul, and to love his neighbor as himself. He wanted man to get along. He wanted man to honor Him and to worship Him. Not in some mystical form, some super spiritual form, but as a creature that was created out of the dirt, that would just be able to rise up and be what He was created to be. Christianity, being a Christian, is someone who has been restored to what God created you to be in the first place. We hear the terms about being born again, or being transformed, or being... That's not something that we're transformed or reborn into something higher than what God made us to be. To be reborn is just to return or to be made alive again to being what we were supposed to be in the first place. When man fell from God, he became deformed. The creation was marred. The creation quit taking on the image of God because it quit loving Him and started following after the world and following after his master, Satan. This world is a world that's been cursed. People who live and choose their own way are people who are separated from God. They're not walking after His own image. They're following their own lusts and their own passions and their own way, their own will, doing their own thing, fighting against God. And so, whenever bad things happen to them, or when they get caught into terrible things, into sin, it's not because God made them that way. It's because they pursued the way this world has made them, has caused them or changed them, because they're separated from God. This world is our enemy. This world is trying to lure us and bring us back and keep us right here. This world is trying to get our attention, trying to entice us. We're pilgrims whenever we're following Christ. We're pilgrims moving through this corrupt world, moving away from the corruptness that man has gotten himself into, and just being what God created us to be. Repentance is not just stop doing bad things. It's stop being a bad man and returning to be the man that God created us to be. God created us just the way He wanted us. And we've marred that. We've rose up and we've said, I don't like the way You created me. I don't like what's going on with me. I want something better. And so Christianity comes along and puts in this super spirituality thing. And so we try to rise above being just the man that God created us to be. We're spiritual. And I think that's what was going on. We can become so spiritual that we completely miss being a man. Christ came into this world as a man to show us how to live. Whenever Jesus began to teach the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, the Bible teaches that there were men in the Old Testament who had God's Spirit. But He didn't reveal His Spirit to everyone at that time. Not everyone knew. Not everyone could see clearly what God wanted man to be. But when Jesus sat down and began to teach what He wanted, He was revealing the Spirit of God to all mankind. He was a man and He sat down to teach, "This is what I want men to be. This is what I want you to be. And it's nothing more than what you were created to be." Whenever Jesus came and He started talking about, "You have heard in the old time," He was saying, "You've heard in times past that you would act this way or that way or seek justice. But I say unto you, that's not the way it was. That's not what I want." Whenever in the case of, let's turn there to Matthew chapter 5. Well, where He talked about, I guess we'll have to go to 19. Whenever He was talking about the divorce and remarriage. Jesus talked about that. Verse 10. No, it's not it. Okay, verse 3. The Pharisees also, Matthew 19, verse 3. The Pharisees also came unto Him, tempting Him, and saying unto Him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" And He answered and said unto them, "Have ye not read that He which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." They say unto Him, "Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement, and to put her away?" He said unto them, "Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so." What was Christ trying to do whenever He taught the Sermon on the Mount? He was trying to restore us to the beginning. He was trying to bring us back to what God made us to be in the very first place. He made man and woman, one man and one woman, and they are to be joined together. And let not man put asunder. Moses gave them a writing of divorcement, and Jesus said, "But from the beginning, from the very beginning, from when I created them, it was not so." He created them like that. One man and one woman till death Christ came as a man to restore man back to what He created them to be in the first place. We are in a corrupt world. We're in a world, and it's getting worse every day. The Bible tells that when judgment is on its way, men will call good evil and evil good. You can't hardly go out and find anyone that will say, that is good, what you're saying. That is good and that is right. They all say, that's evil. And you're just preaching hatred. And it doesn't matter who it is. Everywhere we go, from the atheist to the Satan worshipers to the homosexuals to the Baptist preacher on the corner, they all come up and say, that's not good what you're saying. Paul tried to turn the world upside down. And that's what we're trying to do. They're calling evil good and good evil. Because good is what God made us to be in the first place. When God created us, He said, it is good. That's what we have to guard against. Good is still good, and evil is still good, is still evil. This world has turned everything upside down. That's why it's a dangerous place. That's why our pilgrimage here, just being what God made us to be, is so difficult. That's why it's just so hard just to be what God made us to be. Because everything around us is trying to tell you that right is wrong and wrong is right. Heading to their own destruction. Let's turn to Colossians. Verse 3. Chapter 3, verse 10. Colossians 3:10. Let's just begin in verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You know, you can read those verses and just get so high in the sky if you want to. But if you be risen with Christ, risen with Christ is being restored to what man was meant to be in the first place. It's not some high up in the sky thing that we're thinking about. Seek those things which are above. Those things that are above this earth. Seek those things that are right and good. This world, this earth, this humanity that's fallen away from God doesn't want anything to do with God and what's right. But seek those things that are above those things. We tell people, what's wrong with seeking something higher than yourself? These people that think that among men they can find all these great answers. That among themselves the answer is in yourself. Seek that which is above yourself. Rise up. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. That old man has died. And then when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. And you know what? I don't think we're going to be anything much different than what God made us to be in the first place. God made us men. We're not going to be like angels. God made us men. And women, He made us people, human beings. We might have a different body, but we're still going to be the same person in it. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Mortify these things. Put these things to death. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. We're being renewed into the image of Him who created us to be what He wanted us to be. This is so simple. This is so simple that it just bores to tears anybody who wants to be spiritual. But this is where it's at. It's everyday life, living the life that God created you to live. Just being a man. This is spirituality. This is spirituality. If you've got to add anything to it, you've missed it. You're trying to create something that God didn't create in the first place. It's right here. So whenever He talks about being born again, it's no mystical experience that happens to you. It's you turning from this wicked world and being made alive into the man that God wanted you to be in the first place. Not some super set on a hill saint. It's just being the man that God made you to be. There's a lot of challenges just to do that. It's so simple that most people stumble at it. Most people try to create it into something different. But it is a very rock solid, foundational, down to earth, being a man. We are being restored to being what He made us, not just reforming a bad man. No, all these different churches, most of the denominations, trace their roots and work back to someone trying to reform something that was corrupted. We're not in the reforming business. We're in the transforming business. We're not trying to reform. I mean, most of the Protestant movement started out trying to reform the Catholic Church. They were trying to reform something that was corrupt. And that's where most people get confused with works They're just trying to reform a corrupt thing. That's not what we're doing. We're putting to death the old and returning and restoring what God made us to be in the first place. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. Whenever we set our affection on what's right, it's really practical. And that's what God's calling us to do. That's the message for man. That's what repentance is. Just return back to what I made you to be in the first place. Just return to what I made you to be in the first place. That's our message. We were created to serve God and to love Him as a human being. To live out our lives with our hearts being perfect towards our God. That the goal of our life was to love God with all our heart, mind, and body and soul. And love our neighbor as ourselves. First John, chapter 3. Verse 4, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness. You know, we hear these big words, righteousness. And so, we think of righteousness as something way up there. But righteousness is just being right and being what we were created to be. It's no great special task that you do. It's not offering the right kind of offerings or offering the right kind of sacrifices. It's doing right and being right. It's loving your neighbor as yourself. It's loving God with all your heart. It's not some great performance that we put on. It's walking humbly with God and pleasing Him. If you try to put on a show and be anything different, that's self-righteousness. But doing what is right is not self-righteousness. Doing what is right is not evil or works. It's just being and doing what's right. Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Even as he is righteous. You do what's right. You make the right decisions to love your neighbor. You think about your neighbor. However you live, whatever you're doing, look around you. There's other people. And you affect them. You affect them. Either for good or for evil. Think about others. When you're driving, we shouldn't have to have any laws to tell us how to drive. I remember one time this old man was talking and telling a story. He said about some man how he was driving, then he met a policeman and he started driving like a Christian, he said. He started driving like a Christian. He started driving like you were meeting a living soul. Whenever you were driving down the road. You know, if there's a policeman that follows you around a little while, do you start driving different? Do you start putting on a show whenever there's a policeman around? Or can you just drive about anywhere you go and just drive normal and then look back and realize there's been a policeman following you for a long time? God sees us all the time. A hypocrite is someone who puts on a show when nobody else is around. Or when someone's watching. But someone who's just being a man that God created him to be doesn't have to put on a show. That's one thing, the church, I appreciate that we can be transparent. We don't have anything to hide and don't have anything to build up. We all have our faults. We all have our weaknesses. And I think that's just part of being a man. God didn't want us perfect to this world standard. We've got to have our lawns just picture perfect. We've got to have our house just painted just right. We've got to have every little thing, no dents in our car. We've got to have everything that's perfect to the world. We got to have everything just so in order. But God made men who would make mistakes, who would fall down once in a while, who would be tempted so that they could choose who they were going to serve. God made us men. Just simply be what He made you to be. That's why I appreciate the beard. God made men with a beard. That's just a simple thing. One of the verses says that about a man that says, "Why have you created me thus?" That's not a man. If someone can say, "God, why did you make me like this?" You're not a man. You're a critic saying that I could have done it better. The birds don't have to think about why God made them the way they did. I think that's what Jesus was talking about. Consider the birds. Do you think they're thinking, why didn't you make me with a bigger tail? Why didn't you make me red, bright red like those other birds? They don't even think that. they just be a bird. The rest of the creation is just being what God made them to be, and they're happy that way. There's a struggle, but they don't think about being something different than what God created them to be. And God created you to love Him. And God created you to love your neighbor as yourself. Whenever I read a commentary talking about loving your enemies, just read a little note about it. It says, love your enemies like it was one of your own dearest kin. Love your enemies like it was part of your family. Love your enemies like they were part of your family. And I'm talking about a family that loves each other, not one that just fights all the time. Love your enemies. Like you would. I mean, can you look at your enemy and say, what if that was my brother? We're put on this planet. All of us are related. We're all part of the same family. Some of the bigger brothers or sisters might be a little mean, but you don't kill them. You love them. You let them make you a better person. You let them make you a better human being that God has made you to be. Some of you children, is one of your brothers kind of pick on you? Is one of your brothers or sisters kind of mean to you sometimes? You let them make you better. And then you be a better example. You love them. Because there's somebody out in this world that's going to be your enemy. And you got to learn to live and love them just like you do at home. You know, the idea they tell that raising we keep our children, we train them while they're young. And the world says, oh, they won't learn their social skills. They won't learn how to get along. The best way to learn how to live with your neighbor is to live with your family. Because if you learn to treat all your brothers and sisters like you love them, that's how you're going to treat anybody else you come along with that comes your way. You learn to treat them all the same way. There's a blessing in that. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. That if anybody would believe Him, they'd have eternal life. Because that is eternal life, is believing Him. It's amazing how far Christianity has separated Christ. God loved this world. And He gave His Son for it. And this world killed Him. Because they didn't want to be like Him. They didn't want to be just a simple man that did what was right. They hated that. There were some sinners, and then there were some super spiritual people, and then there was Jesus. And that's all He wants us to be. The first Adam sinned. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Quickening is to make alive. The first Adam was made a living soul. The second Adam came to restore that soul back to what he was made. Give him life again. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Christ came to restore us back to be what He wanted us to be. This body is just the vessel that we live in. It's just flesh and blood. It's out of the earth. But while we're in this body, we are to be what we were created to be. I don't know what's in store for us. I don't know what kind of body we'll receive. But the person that's living in your body is going to be the one that lives in whatever body lies ahead. Verse says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, that we talked about. They won't belong in heaven. They won't belong there. They won't fit there. Whatever kind of body they receive, they won't fit there. Christ wants us to be what we are right now and to be faithful right now. And the Lord add His blessings. I just want to add a little bit. Red talked about, for God so loved the world. You know, I don't know. Sometimes we separate God. I mean, we've been taught that. That whenever we read that, sometimes you think, or you're taught to think, that we use mercy and grace a lot. We talked about this a little this week. We've got God almost as this being that is up in heaven. And then one day He decided He'd be nice to us and send us His Son. One day he just felt like a nice guy and offered grace to us. One day he just decided, well, I'm going to be merciful to him today. But that's not what happened. That's who God is. God loved this creation. He didn't just decide one day that, oh, I'm just going to be a nice guy today and offer him a chance. He loves his creation. And his mercy and grace is part of who he is. It's his very being. And that's what he's trying to instill in us. His very being. That's why it says be perfect like he is perfect. Not just one day decide to be a nice guy. Be that all the time. Be merciful. Not just choose to be merciful once in a while. Not just choose to do a good thing once in a while. Be that. Blessed are the merciful. Be that way all the time. That's the way God is. Whenever you separate Him into just once in a while, He does a nice thing or He does a good thing. That's the way we tend to want to be. But that's not who He is. He is that way all the time. He always loves His neighbor. He always loves those that do wrong to Him. He's good to the just and the unjust. That's what we have to be. We have to make a choice to be that way all the time. So that when something does happen, it's the natural response. You know, when the sheep and the goat, they said, Lord, when did we all these things? It wasn't because, oh, I think I'll be a nice guy today and go visit somebody. That's just what they did. If they saw a need, they filled it. The world tells, the inventing world says, if you see a need, fill it. And they'll beat a path to your door to buy it. The Christian world needs to be looking out, seeing needs to fill it. They see someone with a need, they fill it. Just being a part of who you are. Instead of having to ask yourself a question, what you should do and everything. If you're not doing it, you need to start there. But be renewed to where that's the way you live. And that's who you are. Well, may the Lord add His blessing. Do you have anything you'd like to share?
just how drugs and people use substance abuse to make themselves have spiritual experiences, and they do have experiences, even get some special physical or mental powers, things they do. That you're talking about.
All right, well, God bless you. Any announcements you need to make? We're going to have the supper at the city park, at the South Park. So we'll meet there this evening at 6 o'clock. Whatever, I don't know, might have to make sure we got everything we need, prepared books and everything. So, you know, take care of that. Lord bless you.
Lord,